Alex, Terry, did you guys watch the new Futurama?
I have no way of watching it.
Oh, like, I just censored.
I just censored. Oh, you know, I just beep.
And that's how
I buy the episode.
I buy the episode on iTunes.
Yeah. Yes,
everyone knows my love for Apple is overwhelming.
That's true. He's always talking about Apple.
Shut up about it.
Look at that Apple dick all day. They might as well just change my name to Vinny.
Yeah, but yeah, then you wouldn't be getting married.
What?
Doesn't he work for them now?
I think so. What's your question, Dwight? It
wasn't a question. I said you'd have to stop getting married.
I think he likes apples in his butt.
I don't know how
that. Yeah, just put it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll fit.
No, don't worry.
I've done lots of practice.
I've done this a million times.
It's cool. I got this.
Yeah, just give it to me. I'll do it.
Come on, nub.
Come on, motherfucker. Get in there.
I'm going to floss this shit all day.
One's applesauce.
Puts it in there and just goes.
I think it fermented.
What? I'm making apple pie.
Got the green apple splatters.
And I got some apple juice in the front.
Just got clenched real tight and just. Sauce. Playing Minecraft with a Pokemon mod.
So there's Pokemon you can catch?
Yes.
Alright, dude, if you don't link that to me in the next 3 seconds, I'm going to punch you in your vagina.
Ryan, do you have Dropbox?
I do.
Give me your email. Terry, you too. I'm going to show you guys a folder that I'm going to call Minecraft that I'm going to put...
Tell you a story about
don't
Dropbox?
Call it Minecraft. Call it something cool.
I don't know how it works.
Because you're not only going to put Minecraft shit.
I downloaded it because I was trying to put files on my phone without having a cord. I know which one I used. Okay, all right, let's see what happens. I'll do it.
Come on, do it.
What?
Make C drive your Dropbox folder.
What?
Do it. That's how it works. You have to do it like that.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for coming to the podcast. Episode 64. Star Fox 64.
What? It ain't funny.
Terry, you need a comment.
Hey, wait.
Hey, make your recycle bin your shared folder.
Yeah.
Alex, I'm just talking to you now. Fuck
wait,
these
what?
Guys.
What happened?
Can you sab like Pokemon? Do they level?
Yeah. It plays exactly.
Yeah, I'm so deep into Fire Red right now.
Hey.
I'm dig deep into Fire Red.
Hey.
Dude, I started playing like our last
podcast. Ryan!
What?
Share your System 32 folder and give us all access.
Do it.
You're killing it right now.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just really happy. I get to see you in a week, and I don't get to see Alex in a week, so it's just a really good week coming up.
I'm,
you know?
I'm really excited. Yeah, I'm glad Alex isn't coming, too.
Did I tell you? I forgot to request that day off and had to... Fucking call
do some loop-de-loops.
Not have to work that day.
Did you have to suck some serious D?
Well, no, because my boss is a lady, so there's no D involved.
Dude, my name's Duke, but sometimes I gotta suck that D.
Finds a D that's for you to suck.
She's always talking about her.
D over there.
It's really weird.
It is really weird. It's so funny. I'm like, man, I'm gonna hit that customer with my dick. I'll whip mine out first. Like...
Yeah, you got everybody just going on about their dick, and she.
Oh, dude, it's everywhere now. It's everywhere.
The room and be like, My dick in first.
My manager and two of my coworkers all call each other bitch. And it varies from bitch to bye, bitch. Yesterday, I was walking out. And I went to my manager. I was like, see ya, bitch. And he's like, bye, bitch. He's this like guy about my size, but he's a super ginger.
See you later, slut.
Yeah, just like that. Mm. I couldn't have put it better myself.
You're such a bitch.
Shut up.
Dude, I don't know my password. Oh, I did it! Huzzah!
Hooray.
I can get into my Gmail account. It's been
passwords
years.
For all. What?
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 You just now can get into your Gmail?
Well, I don't use this one very often.
What do you use?
I have three Gmail accounts. Four.
So do I. I fucking use all four of them.
So do I, but I don't use this one very often.
Why?
It became my junk mail. It was my professional mail, but then I gave it out to too many people. It's just full of shit.
That's exactly what happened to me.
It's full of, like, do you want a job? It's monster.com.
Hey, go to jobs.com.
Yep, exactly.
They got jobs there, I hear.
You want a job? Good. Get it. You got a job. You're hired.com.
Send money to this address.
Send money to my PayPal, the company's PayPal.
I'm sorry, I stopped listening. What do you guys want?
I don't know.
I just want you.
Welcome to the podcast.
That's podcast.
We got Ryan.
Watch and left.
We got Terry.
And we're just saying our intros.
And we got Alex.
Yeah.
Well, it's
we're intro to major.
Oh shit! My phone's joining in.
All right, I don't know what's happening here. What do I do? Minecraft. How do I play?
Best podcast.
How do I play?
Okay, Ryan.
I'm gonna kill you,
Ryan.
Five.
We're
four.
Gonna.
He's
learned how to count.
All right, we're gonna do the podcast, and you figure it out. All right,
that's fine. I'll be me, you be you. Let's do it.
Yeah. You do you, boo-boo.
I say I have to stare all the time now.
What does she have to say about that?
She just laughs, thinks it's adorable. And I just laugh and go, oh, Terry, you silly bitch.
does she like, what?
I say, oh, Terry, you silly bitch.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get the bitch. Bitch. Yeah, I didn't like a few E's in there. Just
some
really
E's.
Drive it home.
Some E's and some C's. Bitch.
Bitch.
And an A. You get rid of the I. Get rid of the I. Add three E's and A and you're done.
Bitch. You bitch.
Put some E's in there, you know. Spice it up.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
Ryan, if you want more info on all that stuff, is that link I sent. So if you want to try to make it work, feel free.
If you want to make it pop.
No, dude, I'll just wait till we're done. You're going to explain it to me.
Okay, yeah. No, that'll be way easier.
It because usually
I,
is.
Yeah, I set it up
to
where
it's... I can't figure it myself.
Easy peasy. All right, so podcast. We got...
I thought we already did this.
Yeah, well, it's just free flowing podcast.
Alex, can I talk to you over here, please?
What is it?
I don't want this guy doing this shit.
I mean, he's the only one.
I can do this.
It's a waste of my. Terry, come here.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, you guys want any applesauce?
Yeah, go ahead and make us some applesauce.
I'm going to go in the kitchen and make some applesauce, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
You do that.
The bathroom. Why are you going to make a mess in the kitchen?
Do you guys want apple pie too?
Just go. We'll be fine.
Yeah, he is dedicated.
I can do both. Is what I'm saying. if you guys aren't gonna eat any, I don't want to make too much. You know.
It's okay. You can save it for later.
Okay, I'm gonna be right back. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's fine. So anyway, I don't think we should let him run the podcast anymore.
You know what? I've been thinking this for a long time, since maybe like episode two, three.
Episode two, when I got home? Yeah, I think that's when I thought about it too.
He's back, he's back. Guys.
Sorry, I had a dick in my throat.
I'm going to make both, but we should invite some people over.
Yeah, okay, you go call people up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hey, don't have fun without me, okay?
I probably.
So you got
how could we? Oh, he's gone.
Oh, my God.
God. I thought he'd never...
Right? Ugh, he's always got to have direction and shit. Why can't we just sit here and hang out?
Why can't it ever be about us, you know?
Just I didn't go anywhere. Oh, what? Shit.
I meant you, too. We were just talking about your birthday.
We were talking about Rodney.
It's in Marchtober, right?
Yes.
Rodney Marchtober? That guy's a dick.
Right?
He's a good actor.
And that is who we were talking about, and not you. Because we love you.
Well, yeah, I brought you guys applesauce and apple pie.
That, yes, that is why.
Fresh, steaming hot apple pie.
Oh, it's steaming hot, is it?
Yeah, you might want to, like, cool down a little bit.
Okay. Just how I like my applesauce.
Hey, Terry, yes. Tell me how it is.
Oh.
No, I can't eat any because I'm on a diet.
Alex, aren't you glad we live states away?
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly fill up on applesauce right now.
We should do a podcast where Terry starts in his room, gets on his phone on Skype, drives to Dwight's house, and continues to talk the whole time.
Walks in the door still talking.
And here he is.
And now I'm driving past the park. Hello, Terry. Hello. Just so people can feel the gravity of how close you two actually live.
Well, in case I could just walk, it'd be like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Honestly, case he's ran to my house and just been here in like 5 minutes.
I bet he can run quick.
It takes me a little... Oh, I don't know how long it takes me.
I was going to say, dude, it's a mile.
No.
No, it's a half mile.
Are you in London right now?
What?
What?
He's in the Olympics because he's so fast.
Oh.
I get it. It's a topical joke.
It's a topical joke. Yeah. I'm trying to be funny with the times. Although I've only watched two events, and I thought they were live, and I was really disappointed when I found that they were recaps, and I thought I was just like, yeah, I witnessed
NBC history. NBC is really dropping the ball with that.
I didn't. You what?
NBC is really dropping the ball with that.
Yeah, dude. Somebody opened MSNBC, the homepage, and it was just spoilers everywhere.
Yeah.
It was like, just like...
Yeah.
My eyes were assaulted by who had just won, and I was like, oh, good. I had planned to start watching the Olympics tonight, but
now I
don't need to.
Apparently, Americans kicking ass right now.
Oh, yeah, dude. Sucking dicks and taking names.
America.
They're doing it for me, for the gold.
Oh.
That's why.
My prayers are with them.
That's why.
Bring home the gold.
All of it.
All of the gold.
And then leave it at my doorstep. Then get out of my sight.
And get the fuck out.
Good times, good times.
It is good times.
This is good amp.
Amp is...
You're the only person that I know that drinks amp.
Dude, I love amp.
Isn't that, like, made by Mountain Dew?
Not anymore. I mean, it is still made by Pepsi, yes. But they don't, like, advertise that it's made off of Mountain Dew anymore.
But it is.
Probably because it can carry its own weight now.
Yeah, exactly. Technically, yes, it's adapted from the original formula of Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
What is it? Like an energy drink?
Yes.
It's like, yeah, it's like Mountain Dew, but an energy drink.
It's like Go Girl for guys.
It's like a Rockstar that kind of tastes like a more tangy Mountain Dew.
Go Guy.
Oh, I don't like Rockstar.
It's like Go Guy.
I don't like Rockstar either.
It's not bitter like Rockstar is.
I'm saying it's like the concept of Rockstar. An energy drink.
Yeah, well, you know, he knows what an energy drink is.
Well, he was being kind of stupid about it, so I thought I'd explain it like he was a 2-year-old.
It's Alex.
Okay? It's like applesauce in your butt, but too much sugar.
All right, well, let me put this in terms you understand.
Let me put this in terms you can understand about apples and asses, okay? Now, everybody knows the big ass.
See, what you gotta do is...
Now...
And then you take some lemon and
squeeze. You gotta cut up your apples first. I think that's kind of a pussy way. I like chunky applesauce. That's just me.
I like my applesauce with a lot of chunks in it.
I like my applesauce the way I gotta chew it, you know?
I like my applesauce like I like my kids, a little chunky. Too far?
No, it's fine. You're nailing it. I don't think you can really go too far.
You bet I am.
I get it. Jokes.
That was kind of creepy.
I get jokes. I got it first. I want everybody to know that.
Man, you got it.
Your mic's too quiet, so no one will ever know.
Shut up. Your volume's too low.
My volume's all the way up.
Then you got weak-ass volume. What's up?
Dude, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
I don't know.
So back on the topic of the Olympics, because I had something I wanted to say, and then we just went straight into the applesauce thing.
Of course you could.
Well, come on, applesauce. What's up?
Right,
come on.
I understand. Hey.
Sorry,
it's a returning topic.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
Well, I'm sorry. Does that applesauce offend you?
Yeah.
We're way too far off of the topic now.
Oh, we have a topic?
There was a topic?
Olympics.
What's that?
Starting with applesauce.
Is that like a hula hoop competition?
Because I'd crush it.
Where's my invitation? Crush those bitches. Little girls think they got it.
Continue.
Huh?
I'm waiting.
You were going to say something about the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for coming to the podcast, everybody.
And we're done. No, a guy I follow on Twitter, Michael Stark, he had a really funny
quote.
Tony
Stark?
I was going to ask the same fucking question.
No.
Yeah. I was going to ask if he was asking if he was his second cousin who's kind of retarded.
He does do special effects and stuff for videos and stuff.
Look, let's get this straight right now. Tony Stark does not do special effects. He does all of his stunts. All right?
He could still do both.
Did you not see the suit he built?
Did you not see Iron Man 3 and the Avengers?
What?
Did you not see the Avengers?
No.
Sorry, I almost called it Iron Man 3.
Well, he stole the show, so.
Let's be honest here, all right?
He did.
That Downey Jr. character.
Who would have thought he sobered up and became a good actor?
Yeah, weird, right?
Yeah, we saw that coming. Mm.
Look, he already was
good. Well, Alex did. I remember about 4 years ago, he was like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is going to sober up and be a good actor.
He's going to get
it. He wrote that on his blog.
And I was like,
his life journal.
I left a very good comment calling him bitch.
I left a comment and I said, okay.
Okay. All right, so your buddy.
Do you remember Michael that? Stark, I agreed it.
And you filled it a happy face.
Your buddy Michael Stark likes the Olympics.
Not my buddy, but he says, as an American, I feel like we're the kid on the kickball team that they yell back up when they're up to kick. Because you know,
does that make London the team that they're like, easy,
move in, move in. Yes.
Because they took them a while to win a medal at their own Olympics.
Yeah, I saw the first day, and they weren't even on the board.
They didn't get on the board until, like, the fourth or third day. Then they got two. And the first people to do it were women. No, I'm just kidding. It's awesome. I actually watched that, and I thought it was live. And I was like, oh, I witnessed history. And they're like, and that was from earlier today. They have since won another gold medal. I'm like,
12 hours ago.
Thanks.
Oh.
NBC, you douches. You didn't even tell me. I thought it was live. I swear they said, we're going live now.
Well, it's live, but it's not real time live.
And then they showed us bitch slap everybody in basketball.
Yeah, I saw a picture of after that.
You like this dick?
On the other team.
I love how they're interviewing people and they're like, "Yeah, we're really not playing well together," and they won by 50 points.
Talking Ryan.
I'm sorry.
Ryan is like the Joel of our conversation.
Dude, I can't even hear him. I can't even. Because
you're talking, stupid ass.
No, Terry's really low in his mic.
I heard Terry the whole time trying to shut the fuck up.
I thought Terry was breaking up because he was being covered so much. I was like, Terry's trying to say something, but he's like...
Terry, I'm so sorry. I've never felt more bad. More worse.
There is no reason for you guys not to be able to hear me right now.
Yeah, no, I hear you just fine.
I don't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
Well. No. It was after. It was a picture of after. And one of the people from the other team, it was coming up to Kobe Bryant, like, getting him to sign his shoes or something like that.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's still funny.
Hey, Kobe!
They just pounded you into the ground. It was like they were up by 50 or whatever.
Yeah. What an honor.
Oh, my God.
I've never been ass raped so well.
Yes, I'll suck those balls.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. God. That's why they took women's softball away.
Did they?
We just that dominated was in the whole sport. What?
Yeah.
Women's softball was in the Olympics?
Yeah, up until 4 years ago. And we won every single medal, and they're like, no.
You know what?
Are you saying that they took out a sport that's an American sport? Yep. They took it out of, because we...
Yep.
I don't understand.
Really good at our sports.
Well, it's not fair that every year we go there and win. Like,
well, get better.
Yeah, you got all year to play, too.
Something else, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, shit.
It's probably because, like, no other countries, like, do it.
Exactly, know? But, I mean, who does curling?
Canada.
We do curling? We do everything.
Do they do
cricket at the Olympics?
No. Jamaica has a bobsled team. Saw yes, a movie once.
They do, Ryan.
No. Saw it on their television. Yeah,
and they've been late to everyone since.
We do everything. Other countries don't do everything. So obviously we're going to kick ass at the ones that we do.
That we own.
We've
invented.
Like football.
I was about to say something racist. I forgot we were filming.
Don't have football.
Dude, if we had football, it would be the funniest thing to watch.
That's another. Like,
either version of football, BT Dubs.
We're talking about American
football. We're talking about football.
Gridiron.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gridiron.
Way better name.
Okay. You can't have steroids in the Olympics, though. That might be a downfall for our athletes.
Yeah.
But then again, even our, like, 7-string players could probably handle anybody else.
Don't worry, guys. We got this.
I think minimum wage in the NFL to just ride the bench is $300,000 a year.
What?
Yeah. To do absolutely nothing. To be, like, a 7-string player.
I can do that.
Yeah.
But...
$300,000
Hey, sports team coaches, I can do that.
I can keep
I
that
will bring
loaded.
You coffee and or water.
I can do both those things.
I'm a real
and tea.
Good.
Look at
I'll
that's
even take
me
a
reaching
cut.
Out.
I will even take. I'll take it right lower now. Than minimum wage. I will go for $200,000.
Right.
Yep.
That's a deal. Take it.
There you go.
Let's travel around the country. All
right, fine. $100,000.
That bench will never be fucking warmer.
I will lay across it until the players are done.
I will snuggle up with it and bring a blanket.
Make
that shit be warm.
Then I'll leave a crater in that fucking seat.
An applesauce.
I was just about to bring that up, but I couldn't stop laughing. And I'll smell applesauce all over the lockers.
Your toilets never smell more like apples.
It's going to smell amazing, piece of shit. I'll make the other 7-stringers on other teams feel like shit.
We are just
like,
on
the top. Can't make upsets like I can.
See, they're all going to get demoted. They're going to be like, this dude, they're paying this guy 100 grand less, and he's doing all that. What are you doing? Huh?
What are you doing for us?
You're fired.
Fresh applesauce out here.
We're going to bring that guy over. He's gonna do both the teams.
Then okay, you start off at the $200,000 a year, and then the bidding war happens when everybody finds out how good you are.
Mm-hmm.
They want a piece of that applesauce. Nice chunky piece of that steamer hot.
Stop.
See, I'm what they call a variety player. I can do it all. You know, you want smooth, chunky. I can do a mixed berry, you know. It's this thing I'm trying out. It's new. Okay, don't shy away from it just yet. Try it.
I can do a nice fresh cider.
Fine. Just squeezes it into a box.
I'm not gonna lie. About 9% alcohol by volume. You know, it's good, but
depends
it won't.
On how
you
much
know,
I had this afternoon.
It won't kick you in the butt. You know.
It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Get your nice buzz going.
Right before you go up the plate, you know?
That's when you need it.
You gotta get that buzz going.
Get those nerves of steel going.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call it. Call it nerves of steel.
It's my patent, nerves of steel.
Because you gotta have nerves of steel to drink it.
Or just not know what it is or where it came from.
Ooh, whose cider is this in the fridge? Doesn't have a name on it.
Or just know I labeled the bottle cider. With a badass name like Nerves of Steel.
I want some of that.
Oh, don't my.
Doesn't.
Seems like a good idea right now.
God damn, why aren't we getting paid? All these sports team coaches, man.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
You're missing out on a good deal. Okay, right now. We'll start with the NBL, right? Yeah, we'll start with them. Be like, hey, package deal right now,
NBL.
Us four.
What are you talking about? Like the Major League Baseball?
Or NFL? No. See, the NBL doesn't want anything to do with us. It's the NBL that needs people. We got to start small time. It's the National Baseball League.
NBL? National Baseball League? It's not a thing.
I know. The NBL doesn't want anything to do with us right now because we got no...
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to get us a multi-million dollar deal right now, and you're
fucking
it up.
No NBL. What are you talking about?
Okay, let's go to Japan.
You got a little too much nerves of steel.
What are you saying?
Take it easy on that.
We'll hit up the sumo teams in Japan.
What's the NLB?
NBL.
NBL, dummy. This idiot over here calling it NLB.
God.
Sorry, I'm about halfway into this Nerves of Steel. It's really killing me.
Okay, get it out. Stop stalling for time to think of what the initials mean.
I've said what they meant a billion times!
Did anybody hear it?
National Baseball League. Why
There's
can't
no
you
such
hear
thing.
It? We know.
That's the fucking joke, Ryan! Jesus Christ!
I don't understand. Why can't you just make me?
You will never work in the NBL.
Okay, fuck it. All right, it's no longer all four of us. It's just gonna be me, Terry, and Alex. Ryan's out of the question.
How did you get to baseball? I don't understand. What I'm just really confused.
That is why you cannot be part of this anymore.
It's fine.
We have written you out of the contract.
It's fine. I'm sticking with football.
I think I don't want
you
without a package.
We will see to it that you don't get in any.
I'll make sure you never work in this town again, goddammit.
Exactly.
It's okay. We don't got to work in this town. There's no baseball teams here.
There's no MLB here.
No MLB anywhere.
This is the one place that they're not. They're
Oh my god. This is the one place they're not. We're in four different places.
Collectively.
Well, three.
Look, I'm sure they're not in your
three
place
different
either.
Time zones.
They're obviously not very big. You know, their reach can't be that far.
You guys are.
It's
you guys
only
are
the Nationals, okay?
Why did you have to make it? This is why we wrote you out. Just make it really difficult.
Really, you're really just rocking the boat here, Ryan.
I'm just trying to help. I don't want you to get, you know, balls to dicks in it and realize that you weren't meant for it.
What? I'm not taking off my pants for any of that.
Look, I just don't want you to get the apple all the way up there and realize you couldn't make the sauce. That's all I'm trying to say.
This guy questioned if I can deliver soft serve or not.
Sorry, I got my
Let me tell you.
No, I'm using that. Put that apple up there and realize you can't make the sauce.
That's what to tell your children one day. Dad, I failed. I told you.
Put
that apple up there unless you knew you could make the sauce. Boy.
You're just
it's like a metaphor for like, head over the heels or something.
It's like, don't write a check, your ass can't cash. That's the new one now.
Exactly. Don't shove an apple up there if you ain't gonna make sauce. You're the one trying to use Granny Smith's when I told you to start with something smaller.
You used a California apple? Your ass isn't ready for that size.
You gotta use Fuji at least.
You guys know too many apples.
Oh, what? Sorry. We're healthy.
Sauce and we don't know our apples.
Yeah, maybe that's why
you're with the apples if you can make the sauce.
You can make the sauce. Don't matter what kind of apples you get if you can't make the sauce. It's the applesauce.
Just write that down, Terry.
I did not write it down.
Somebody write it down before it
disappears. I don't think I'll forget it.
If anything, I'm pretty sure our fans won't let us forget it. It's going to come back and bite us in the ass. Pun intended. A few times.
It's going to come back and bite us in the sauce maker.
Oh, that's going to hurt the sauce maker.
They're killing it right now.
You guys understand 4,000.
How hard we're fucking killing it right now?
Oh man, I miss podcasts like this. Just to dick it around.
Ryan. In the past like 3 casts have kind of been this way. The first 45 minutes have just been us bullshitting.
I usually have a tab up that I want to talk about, but I don't even have Halo shit up.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
new Xbox. That's all you guys need to know. Done.
Cool.
What?
Neat.
I'm buying the Halo 4 Xbox. That's it.
Oh,
Xbox.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Gaggle it.
Gaggle it. Do it.
Dude,
don't.
I should Google if you can make applesauce in your butt.
Is that a thing? Could you do that?
It'll be after I tag the podcast with it, and it'll be the top result.
It's the green apple splatters.
Be on Google, the first result. Just be assholes talking about making applesauce with your asshole.
And it's a link to the podcast.
These fucking idiots talk about making applesauce with your ass.
It's all right over the world. Maker.
I looked up applesauce ass. And there's a video here.
Okay.
Hold on.
There's something about Steve Jobs and the word apple and ass together. I have to read this.
The video is Welcome to Dumbass, and it's called Applesauce Ass Kicking. Not what you think. Not what you
Gross.
Thought. Has 33 views.
Okay.
One like. This guy, I have it muted. Really douchey kid. Eating an apple by his school, and then he spit the apple stuff at his friend, and now he's pretend kicking his butt.
Oh, sounds like a great video. Why does it only have 33 views?
I'm pretty sure that these are freshmen.
Freshman.
In fact, I would put money that these are freshmen.
Or they know Vinny.
There's the video if you guys want.
I'm not looking at it.
We just went full circle with that.
We did. That joke stopped being about Vinny a long time ago.
Well, I hate Urban Dictionary. It's such bullshit. They like show me this thing and gaggle, and then it's not even there when I click on it.
I mean,
like, yeah, we got it. No, we don't got it.
Steve Jobs announced that iPad and Mike started blowing applesauce everywhere. What the fuck? When you when you take a large shit out of your tight asshole and you forget you have a little shit left inside you hours later, what the fuck am I reading?
What?
That's kind of what dictionary. You get for Urban Dictionary.
It's true.
You know.
It's a mixed bag of nuts.
Talking about apples, not nuts. Get it together.
Listen, I sprinkle a little bit of nuts in my applesauce, all right?
I bet if you put but you put nuts in an asshole, you'd get something else.
Yeah, you would. You'd get a bad time.
You're gonna have a bad time.
I don't doubt that at all.
Unlike this podcast, we've been having a good time.
Surprisingly good time, considering what we've been talking about.
Considering that Alex is here.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex.
Oh, it was he
been? When you guys talk about?
Dwight.
What?
Again.
Oh, hey, Dwight. What do you mean again, Terry? I've never talked about Dwight behind his back, have you?
Yeah.
Ever.
We were just doing it 5 minutes ago. How'd you forget?
Did you run to his house and stand by his window when he was sitting not facing it? Dwight, you're a bitch! And then run away.
I'm going to do that now.
I'm
going to slap the window and be like, hey! You're a bitch!
You should throw a rock at it and be like, your videos suck! And then
There's been a few times where Terry's come over. If my window's open, he'll just stand there.
Yeah.
And then I look over and I freak out because there's a black dude outside my house not saying anything.
Wow.
Terry. It startled me.
Oh, dear. Oh, please, come in.
You know what? Come to think of it, I used to stand by your window and it never scared you. You'd be like, hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Ryan. What are you doing out there? Come on.
Hey, just let me in.
Well, I gave you a key for a reason.
You didn't give me a key.
No, Billy.
I was always knocked on your window because no one ever heard your damn door.
Yeah. Well, yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah.
I mean, how could you over your brother's goddamn rap music?
Yeah, he's been gone for like 3 weeks, and it's just been amazing. He just
disappeared, or
no? Oh, like, no!
He's just kind of went away.
He's at my aunt and uncle's right now. He's like training for a job or something. He's been down there.
Are they like whipping him into shape? Like, why is he out of your aunt and uncle?
Doing some hardcore training.
Because he's the job.
We're gonna get you ready for an interview. God damn it!
Training him in some time chamber.
You're right.
I'm leveled twice as fast in half the time.
Oh.
Look how big my muscles are. I could never lose.
Oh.
Goku looks no different.
Oh.
Oh, this has nothing to do with this. Oh.
Then he has a flashback for a few episodes, and then he comes home.
The whole time, though, you have to remember he's screaming.
Yeah.
Ah!
And then he's just got this inner monologue going on. I've waited.
I remember when I was a boy, and I wanted that goddamn steamed rice. Alex, why don't you tell us more about this Dragon Ball Z anime that's coming out?
I don't know anything about it, other than when it's coming out.
Thanks for coming and listening to the podcast, everybody.
Thanks for nothing.
That was a really good story.
Whoa. So I didn't say I knew anything about it.
Alex doesn't want to tweet about it. You want to tweet about it, little Tweety Bird? Then do it.
I tweeted once about it, and that was it.
And that's 100% more tweets than any of us ever said.
That's one time. How many followers? That's a lot of times.
Yeah.
How many eyes read that?
Okay, and now they were a little bit more educated about it. That was it.
You are just the worst.
I hate you.
Everything I know about what it is, I tweeted in one sentence. That's it.
Well, why don't you say that? Because maybe some people don't follow you on that Twitter. I know I don't.
Maybe some people don't actually read your tweets.
Okay, a new Dragon Ball Z movie coming out next year in spring. That's it.
Well, is Goku going to be in it?
No.
Really?
No, I'm lying. Of course he's going to be in it.
I was like, well, I quit already. I'm out. Is Vegeta going to be in it?
That's going to be awful.
I don't know.
Is it going to be mustache Vegeta? Because I don't want to do that.
I can't do that anymore.
Wait, is it mustache Vegeta from GT?
Yes. In the end of Z. When they're fighting, right?
No.
He looks like a porn star.
No, you're right. My bad. It's been a long time. Get off my ass. I'm not a nerd like you.
I remember when I was...
I ain't no goddamn nerd.
They said that GT was never part of the original storyline.
No. Yeah,
nobody wants to take... No one wants to take credit for GT.
The publishers change? Or no, is the... Something changed. They went from the Japanese people to the American people. About, like, near the end of Dragon Ball Z?
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering when...
GT was a whole other thing.
Was GT the reasoning behind the American people making retarded decisions?
You know, I do have a six-hour plane ride to New York. I should probably download all the Dragon Ball Z and watch
it. You're
not
going to finish in 6 hours.
But I also have a six-hour plane ride back.
You're not going to finish in 12 hours, I'll tell you that right now.
No number you can think of would be high enough.
Unless you skip the bullshit.
I have a 4,000-hour plane ride.
Or start with, what's it called? Start with Kai.
No. Don't. Why would you tell him to do that?
Why are you blue?
Why not?
It's terrible.
Why are you
How?
Blue,
Popo? How? The voice acting is terrible.
It's the same people.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. It's not the same voice people. Actors. No, it's not.
All right, okay. You guys got to shut up and Google this.
No, there's two dubs. Depends on which dub you're talking about.
Oh, now there's two More dubs of Blue Popo.
It's all the same people.
No, I'm out, dude. I'm already out.
It's all the same people.
Is it, okay, is it Knuckles Goku?
What?
What?
Later Goku is Knuckles in Sonic and Knuckles 2, like on the, or no, Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast. The same voice.
No, I'm going to say no on that.
Then I don't want to watch it. I'm going back. I'm going to watch the original.
Really?
He's my favorite.
Then you're thinking of the shitty fucking dub.
No, yeah, the one where after, like Frieza, when it changes.
What?
What the Frieza hell? Frieza Saga is a different Goku voice.
No. Right.
I don't think Goku's voice ever changed. And if it did, it would have been around the Saiyan saga.
No, I'm pretty sure it's around Frieza.
Mm-mm.
Okay, look at this.
so Kai is just, for those who don't know, it's just a high definition
politically
remake,
correct.
Isn't it?
It's quote unquote. It doesn't. Most
this
of the time
is the original.
Most of the time, it doesn't look a lot better. But
that's the original.
Scenes.
Everybody remembers. This is the Kai version.
You should show them that thing that you, me, and Alex watched a long time ago. With the blue Popo.
What?
Why does this have a Spanish ad in front of it?
Yeah!
One doesn't predict. This dubbing's off horribly. I am
curious. What's the problem here? Mind chapter to omit from your memory bank. Huh?
That guy sucks. Let me ask
you, does a machine like yours ever
experience fear? No, it's so bad.
Hey, hold on, now I'm watching this one.
No, I'm not gonna say it's so bad, but like when you really do like a comparison like this one, it's night and day. Like you can tell, you know. I wouldn't mind watching this. The Kai one.
I recommended it because it's condensed. It cuts out a lot of the bullshit.
Does it? Is that what it? Okay,
it's like a director's cut, basically. It cuts out a lot of the flashbacks and talking and unnecessary talking, all that shit. And it gets a little fast. It gets through the story a lot faster.
When did this? When did this air? 2011. Wow. Wait, it premiered.
Is there an easy way for me to take a screenshot?
Oh, it ended on 2011.
Yeah,
print screen.
Oh, yeah. And then you can control V into the Skype chat, actually. You can go right into Skype.
Will that send it to you guys or make it a link?
It'll send it, but, okay. You know.
I don't do this very often. Where do I go to make a...
That's why I offered you that solution.
I don't want you all to download it.
Well, you handle it then.
Well, show me where to go.
Well, we used Photoshop.
I hate all of you.
Well, you yelled at us. You can use Paint.
And then do what?
Just some
and
kind
then
of
draw
loser.
Pretty pictures on it.
Loser. Got Paint.
New animations of Dr. Gero, Android 19, 17, 18, 16, and Cell appear, as well as the Super Saiyan appearances of
Goku. Oh, I said it to everyone.
Yep.
What?
What?
He sent a screenshot.
Why? Why didn't you upload it or Dropbox?
Well, you help me. It's your guys' fault. You damn
I
stuff.
Said you could use Paint!
You didn't explain
It's going to take 8 minutes to download. You didn't
explain
it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
You open Paint you and press Control-V. And then you save as JPEG.
What website? I just want a website, you asshole.
Imgur? Imgur?
Imgur.
Imgur. Terry's got it.
Behind on the times, as you know, Dwight.
Put it on Facebook. Facebook that shit. I like it. Go on. I like it.
Will you leave a comment?
No.
Oh, apparently in Kai they took out like a lot of the more graphic scenes too. Like they cleared up a lot of blood from faces
lame.
And stuff.
Oh, yeah,
it's a lot more kid friendly.
I was gonna say, so from what I'm reading here, it looks like Dragon Ball Z Kai was strictly made for
children
kids nowadays. Yeah,
yes.
Like it was more condensed.
Movies, Terry,
like what Terry said.
Okay, then you're gonna get to like how many episodes can you do in 6 hours? What is that? 12?
Who cares, Terry? Who cares?
It depends.
You get 24 episodes going
Yeah, about 22 minutes each one without commercials, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so you got 12 hours, right?
Well, let's say Sarah's going to want to watch stuff too.
Figure less than 30 episodes. You're not even out of the first fucking saga by then.
That's 12 hours is 30 episodes, roughly.
I don't
30
care.
To 32.
I'll just start where I need to start.
Let the man watch Dragon Ball Z. No,
I'm not saying don't watch it. I'm saying you're not.
That's what it sounds like to me.
He was just
we were talking
Ryan.
About. Oh, I'm gonna fucking watch all of Dragon Ball Z.
I didn't say that. I just said I was gonna watch Dragon
Ball
Z.
I'm gonna watch all of it, and I'm gonna finish GT, and I'm gonna do. I heard all of it, right?
And then I'm gonna jack off.
You goddamn cocklicker! I didn't say any of that. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. You goddamn sauce licker.
Well, he's calling you a sauce licker.
That's right.
Damn.
Licking that sauce hole.
You sauce hole.
Well, I tried getting Outlaw Star, but I could only find freaking Japanese ones.
And?
I don't want to watch it in Japanese. I don't understand it.
If it's got subtitles.
I don't want to read. I'm on an airplane, for Christ's sake.
I'm there with you.
I don't know.
Half asleep. Oh, dude, I can watch The Dead Zone.
I will say my patience for reading subtitles for animes is just slowly going away.
Yeah, me too.
Older.
I'm too old for that shit.
The show has to be really good for me to care to. Like, SAO, that's kicking in the nuts right now for me.
That shit is dicks, right?
That show is dicks
that thing
right
is
now,
so
man.
So far up my sauce maker right now.
I don't
what,
know
Terry?
What you guys are saying right now.
Where yeah, you missed that one?
Where was I when this was happening? That's amazing.
It happened right now. On the fly from Alex. Straight from the sauce hole.
We're on a new thing. We're on the same table right now.
That's an organic saying that just came out.
I approve of
that. That's fucking dicks right there, man. Yeah, that's good. That's clap.
All right.
All right.
Now we're
good game.
Best podcast ever.
Sucking that dick. That's the title right there. Best podcast ever.
This podcast sticks.
Just like
man,
our
that's
name
dicks.
Says.
Oh, that reminds me, Terry. You should check your time on your free trial for Crunchyroll.
I already blew it.
Did you?
Yeah. Guess who has another month? Which is fine, because I'm supposed to be watching this other thing.
And now I'm looking for uncut, so they're going
to
be even longer.
Yeah, my brother and sister just swear to me that fucking Code Geass or whatever.
Geese?
They swear up and down Geese? That it's good. And I've seen a
isn't
few
that
episodes,
on Netflix, though?
I don't
70
think so.
Fucking 4 gigs?
But they swear up and down it's good. I don't believe them, but I'm supposed to watch it.
Do you think I can finish this by...
I don't know, Ryan.
And
oh my
God. I have doubted you every step of the way. And
not the
you're...
show, you dick. The <download. laughs>
Look, apparently dicks ain't bad anymore. Dicks means I'm awesome.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not saying you're dicks. He's saying you're a dick. The plural is good.
I heard that I was dicks, so...
You heard wrong then. You got.
Fine, I didn't want to be.
You got sauce in your ears.
Dude, I didn't get that. Gross.
I can't hear. I can't hear.
What, you got sauce in your ears, boy? are joking around about ordering Chinese food to deliver to the house and acting like total hillbillies, and I'd be like, hey, Sarah, how much you want to tip this little Asian boy? Like, right in front of him. Because where we order from, the owner's daughter works with me at Wells Fargo. So it's like her little brother if I were to do it. Uh-huh. How much you want to tip this little Asian boy? Oh, shit.
How much you want to tip this Chinese American boy?
How much you want to charge this lady? Yeah.
Oh, we're getting racist.
Oh, yes, of course. It's the podcast. How could I not?
Now we're crossing the line.
Yeah,
I don't know, guys.
That's like, the lie. No.
Look at. I was on the Wikia, and
she was on the just Wikia,
just on the right there. Freaking little picture.
Sorry. Go on.
You guys can see the picture I'm talking about, right?
On the right, there's a picture.
Yeah.
The little
of
logo.
What picture? There's a lot of pictures.
Of the kid. Guy? You don't see that? No, the kid.
What kid?
This kid.
Is it in the ad?
What are you? No, it's on the right side of the Wikia right there. Who in the little photo thing.
Dude, I didn't see that kid. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, we're seeing different
things. I guess it loaded
dude,
different
things. There's no kid, you creepy bitch.
No, look. Okay, fuck it. I gotta print screen this shit because you guys fucking...
No. The link that you linked, I see a kid in the link that you linked. Like,
okay.
The second one, not the first one.
Yeah, I don't see one on the Dragon Ball Wiki.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, because the second one is the picture that I saw here.
Second one is the picture.
Yeah.
Wait, so is it on the wiki or not?
No, look in the Skype thing.
Yeah, I did, but what's the little kid about?
It's just, it's right there next to, like, all the anime screenshots and stuff like that. Why is a random kid in there?
No little kid!
Yeah, no shit, I'm giving you a fucking link! Give me a second, man, you were all over the place tonight!
I got sauce in my ass. What do you expect?
He's making it.
Am I?
Right there. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing this whole wiki of Dragon Ball stuff. What?
What are you? I don't see a kid. Oh, in the little dumbass. Why would I see the same ad as you? That's an.
It's not an ad.
Even so, he linked you another link with the picture of
it. I see it, but why would I see that on mine?
Because it says latest photo, so I assumed it would show everybody that I sent the first link to the latest photos.
And cycles through photos.
But it just cycles through photos. I figured you guys would see the fucking creepy kid just standing in his fucking living room in an anime wiki.
He's standing there getting it in.
God damn it.
He's not getting it in. look at that picture.
He's
just
got a button-up shirt, and you don't get a little peace sign.
Don't give a fuck about this kid.
His shirt's not even buttoned up all the way.
Somebody's gonna have to kill him.
He's got like a shark tooth necklace. This kid ain't getting it in. He's getting put out.
This kid ain't dicks.
Who is that kid? why is he there?
His name's Steve.
The point.
What do you mean,
don't
that kid?
Know,
I don't fucking know that kid.
So click it.
I ain't clicking that. Are you gonna click it?
I click it.
You're gonna get raped in the butthole.
You click that picture, you're gonna get raped.
Right in the sauce maker.
Right in the sauce hole.
Much better than Kai.
What?
Someone's listening
to something. Remastered.
I'll remaster your that ass.
Do you have words, Alex, or are you just gonna... He's gonna pop it all over the microphone.
Mouth. I'm sorry.
Just dumping
sauce
on the
table. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
I found a remastered one.
You better get the download shit.
Yeah, see, they have the DVDs remastered.
Who has the DVDs? I don't have the DVDs.
You'll go get them.
DVDs.
Why would I go buy fucking DVDs?
Don't
shut the fuck up.
Nobody said anything about buying DVDs.
Why are you telling
me? He just said get them.
What is your problem?
What's yours?
You need to calm down.
I don't understand what anyone is trying to help you with right now.
Well, you shouldn't go buy DVDs.
No one said buy, all right?
Don't buy them.
I'm getting them right now!
Good! That's what we're saying!
Why are we arguing?
Ryan, okay, what? I got a mission for you, okay? It's gonna blow your mind. I want, after this podcast is done, I want you to just re-listen to it.
Why?
Because you're gonna have a completely different, like, conversation with us. You're gonna hear everything completely different.
Alright, you got yourself a deal.
At least give you something to do. But you're not going to be up that late.
Tell me when I need to go to bed, boy.
His schedule. You don't know him.
This sauce has got to ferment for another, at least another 5 hours.
I can't go to sleep on a fermented sauce.
Could explode in my tummy.
That's dangerous.
I finished
that's
the job.
That's reckless behavior.
I ain't running to a sauce I can't sauce yet. Or an apple I couldn't sauce.
I don't go to bed.
I never ran into a sauce I couldn't apple or an apple I couldn't sauce.
It don't matter what the apple is if you can't sauce it.
You can't toss it, you can't sauce it.
That's right.
Too weak to pick up an apple?
That's a good rule of thumb. You don't want to put anything up there you can't toss.
If you can't toss it, you shouldn't toss
for instance,
it.
It's a street sign. Not a good thing to have up there.
There's a sign to this sauce maker.
Boulders, not okay. Small rocks, okay.
Can't. All right.
Trees, rocks, no. Nuts, yes.
Maybe skip the rocks. Maybe not.
Wait, no, Ryan's going in a different direction here. He's making duck sauce. He's making rock sauce.
No, you put the rocks in there to get the sauce even more mushed up. Come on. Don't you know anything about making sauce?
Oh, I know. I use utensils.
It's like rattling around. You got to shake it up in there.
He's got kitchenware for making sauce.
Got that assware.
Specialized stuff. Ryan's over there using grinding stones.
Ryan's old school. He likes the rustic feel, you know?
Yep, yep. Strong little dirt in your applesauce.
To get those minerals right up in there.
There's a lot of ass talking in this podcast. A lot
of it.
My
ass ain't talking. Making sauce.
That shit busy. Shouldn't
all right,
be talking.
Fair enough.
What is happening?
This is the podcast now.
We've hit an all-time low. Well, 64 was a good last episode for the podcast. I think it's a good place to stop.
It is. That's when Nintendo stopped being good.
Oh!
Damn.
Said it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that we got that out there, what else do you want to tell us?
Now that you dropped that bomb.
I mean, I'm not going to say I don't disagree. Other than, of course... Terry, help me out here.
We fit.
Gambe.
We fit.
Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers.
But that was on the 64, too, so...
Well, yeah, but then it was also on the
and
Wii.
And Wii.
And I do love the GameCube one. Mm. Fuck, I love the Wii one, shit. As long as I have a GameCube control. I'll probably never play the Wii U one, because I don't get that shit.
You got screens.
And I want
screens.
I bought a big screen TV in which to play my video games on.
Don't you want to play on a little screen, though?
Touch screen.
Yes, I play Pokemon on a little screen. All right. It's meant to be played.
Touch screen.
I'm saying, touch it. I'm on your side, alright?
I'm not.
I'm just giving you options.
I know.
Touch screen. Tiny touch screen. Huge controller. Super expensive.
Yeah, no.
I like it.
I'm gonna buy my $400 Xbox instead. People say it's a swan song for the Xbox. It's gonna be its last pretty one before they come out with the next one, but at least they'll have something fucking awesome.
Yeah, but the thing is, if the rumors are true about the new system, none of us are gonna buy it.
I don't know. There's nothing really
worth it. It's not gonna play used games. That type of thing.
First of all, I don't buy that, and second of all, yeah, of course I'm still going to buy it.
Really?
I usually buy new games anyway.
Yeah.
Really, though?
What am I gonna play?
We're all going to be on our 360 still.
Have fun.
We will.
Fine.
Be playing my goddamn 720.
Actually, it's going to be the Xbox 3600.
The Durango, as they're calling it.
The Microsoft Durango.
My God.
It's fucking huge.
You guys are stupid.
What?
It got four-wheel drive! Hey, you got a Hemi.
What?
And they have four-wheel drive.
They're actually calling the thing the Durango.
No, well,
yeah,
no,
that's the code. No. No, they're not calling it. It's the code
right now. It's
ten.
They
called the code name like when they called Kinect.
Natal.
Natal, or when they called the PS2.
Yeah, of course they have a weird name.
Yeah, Durango.
They called Halo Oni, and that's why it's the fucking shit.
You nailed it.
Oni was.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
No.
Mm-mm. Alex knows.
Yeah, I do.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Don't really care, Terry.
Look, I know. I'm sorry. So do we have anything interesting or relevant to talk about?
Pac-Man was originally going to be called Puckman.
Yeah, I saw that already. Get on my Tumblr level.
But the name was changed.
I did a report about that in sophomore year of high school.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking about how that shit just came up today. And I've already seen it.
Yeah, I saw it years ago, is what I'm trying to say.
I don't tumble because I don't got a vagina. I'm not on Facebook all the time.
You finish, but shut the fuck up.
Damn. I'll let you finish after you shut the fuck up.
Go ahead, Terry. Say what you need to say.
I said it. That was all. Don't even write, Alex.
Don't say what you need to say. Someone on Twitter, speaking of SAO,
sent
me a link to the actual story of it.
Wait, what?
I know that it was originally called Puckman, or it was going to be called Puckman, but they thought that American people would have too much fun.
No one is talking about that, Ryan.
We're all past that.
Oh, okay.
Someone sent me a thing on Twitter about SAO, that about the actual story, like the full actual story,
yeah,
I
like
guess.
The original.
Spoilers. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Wee woo, wee woo.
But that might be an interesting read.
Yeah, I'll probably read it up to the point
where we're at.
Yeah.
You're going to read like
that.
I don't know how fast the anime goes, though.
It'll be fast.
You might have a
motherfucker is already like level 70 something. He's fucking.
And he's still saying he's like 40.
Yeah, episode 4 is 78.
He's just fucking.
He's getting his grind on.
Yeah. No life in that shit. I guess he's got nothing else to do, but still. Fuck.
Well, he's a show role player.
Show role player.
The solo prayer.
It's the black swordsman.
Oh, I just shit my pants.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
And he stood there and just took it. He's
yeah.
Like, whatever.
Fucking.
Yeah, I have no idea what
you're going all.
He's like 400 points of damage in 10 seconds. I have 14,500 HP.
Fucking regenerate 600 a second or something.
Yeah.
Like, what's up?
Broken.
I thought nerf the black swordsman.
Incoming patch.
Everyone's just reporting.
I figured that it would be drawn out a little bit more, like the kind of battle thing. I thought it was awesome and everything like that, but like right after you fucking put the sword up to the bitch's throat, that was it. You know.
I mean, what else are you gonna do?
I just wanted to see him beat the fuck out of him, trolling
Lobies is exactly what he's doing. He's just fucking trolling at this point.
He's not trolling. He's bringing justice.
That's trolling.
He is the knight. He is justice.
Yeah, he's fucking in areas half of his level, just picking on Lobies.
He's bringing justice to those Lobies, okay? That dude's family or guild or something was killed or something. And he was sad.
He was
or something.
Dude, that was sad, that episode, the Christmas one. At the very end.
Both of them were. Even the newest one was.
Fuck.
Every one of them is going to be sad because he's going to come up with some people who lost.
The last one wasn't that sad. It was more happy than sad.
Except for the part where that guy got all of his friends killed and used
yeah.
all of
no,
his...
No, that wasn't the last one. That was the one before. That's the one I'm talking about that was sad.
No.
It happened in the same episode.
Didn't?
Yeah.
The episode comes out in 12 hours. Guild,
and then they all got wiped because this dumbass wanted to go into the dungeon.
Yeah, there was that one, and then the episode, the newest one, where the guy's guild got killed, and was going around begging people to go and stop the guild that was killing them.
And then the one girl was gonna was tricking in that the new group right there to all get murdered, along with the girl, and then they followed her because she was getting a rare item, even though I don't know why that bitch just didn't grab it herself.
You're talking about the little girl with the pet dragon thing.
Yes. Yes. In that episode and the one before it, there was a guy that got his guild wipe.
Yeah. Almost every episode so far is a guild wipe.
I guess it wasn't that sad because it didn't make too much of a point in that episode.
He didn't fucking jump off of the tower.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, that was fucked up.
That was bad.
I'm just saying the third episode, that where the guild got killed right in front of them.
Yeah, they were being stupid.
That was stupid. And then
let's go off on our own to this random tower. We'll play like the big leaguers because we're so good.
Stupid.
There's a treasure chest sitting in this empty room. This big empty room.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about on this one. I'm just gonna.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Ryan. You're playing. It doesn't really matter what kind of video game. You're playing any kind of video game, all
right? Right now?
No.
Playing? No. Come on.
Because I'm playing Ryan, Pokemon. Right,
get your head out of your applesauce maker.
Sorry, smells so good.
So you're. I just had to make sure it's tested.
Nope. Good. We're good.
In any kind of video game, just video game 101. You go into a big empty room, and there's like a treasure chest sitting in the middle of it.
It's perfectly in
what
the middle.
What do you think is gonna happen when you get to that treasure chest?
You're gonna find something badass in it after you get attacked.
Exactly.
After you get attacked.
Something's gonna jump out at you, pull your pants down, and do stuff to your applesauce.
It's an ambush.
But I found that if you don't open that chest, something else is gonna happen anyway. So
sometimes.
Well, generally, as soon as you get close to the thing, fucking ambush.
The trap is sprung.
Yeah, the traps
are everywhere.
So this motherfucker goes into the room, big empty room, treasure chest. He's like, "Oh my god, treasure! Let's go get it!"
Like three of them are like, "Come on!"
They fucking get jumped. The one that was like all gung ho, he's like lying on the ground as they're like stabbing him with pickaxes and shit.
And that was before he tried to warp out in a panic.
Is this a real show or is this like something on Machinima?
No,
it's an anime.
It's an anime.
It's called Sword Art Online. It's basically .hack, but not and none of the bullshit.
Oh, of
it's these people are stuck in a virtual reality MMO and they can't leave. And if they die in game, they die in real life. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you. All right.
Yeah, all right. It's a good show.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's very good. Honestly, that's an understatement. No, it's on Crunchyroll. Here, I got it.
It's
I'm on
only
the page 8 right now.
I think the fifth one is coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
12 hours from now.
It's only nice. What?
It's only 4 episodes long right now.
Because it's
so
just
it is on the internet. It's not a real, like, it wasn't on TV.
No.
It is. It's simultaneous cast.
Yeah.
They show it on TV, and then, like, an hour later, they air it online.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I gave you the link in the chat.
Yeah, my internet's fucked up right now. I don't know what's going on.
It's good. It's good stuff.
That episode, though, was so sad. So sad.
For some reason at night, like, I can do everything but search the internet.
You know part of you died at the end of the third episode.
Yeah, because that guy fucking flung himself off the tower.
No. It ended, it was the one where...
Oh, where he got, where he got the item and all that.
Yeah, got the item.
Nah.
I never thought it was even a possibility. There's no way. Her brain is fried. The item is going to magically unfry her brain.
Yeah.
Is that how it works now?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, they said within 10 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, hey, you got some scrambled eggs, right? You can't unscramble them.
Even if he did it within the 10 seconds or whatever, it's already happened in real life, you know?
Well, I guess there's a timer on the thing to fry the brain.
Well, you're a little late if you try to get this shit like a day later.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh man,
I can still save.
I can fix this.
I thought it was funny how the bitch in the last episode was like, "Hey, this place got good cheesecake."
Yeah.
That was it. Like as they were growing up, it was like, "Yes, it doesn't matter. Who fuck you, little girl, stupid dragon."
Yeah, it's sad, but It's fucking awesome.
It is a good show. So if you guys have any sort of interest in anime or whatever, check out Sword Art Online on the Crunchyroll.
Could you make it sound any more like a plug?
I just want them to know what it's... Cause it, the thing is, Ryan, is that like I say a lot of stuff in the podcast, and
yeah,
then I
sure
get like
do.
A thousand tweets of like, what was that? Was that sword farts?
But doesn't sound like a show I want to watch.
Sword farts. Oh! Oh! The sauce maker!
So I gotta say it, you know, slow and methodical.
Well, now you're methodical.
Sword Art Online.
Buy it.
Buy for kids.
Don't.
No, buy it.
No, or fuck
don't.
You, buy it.
How long did you say it was going to be? Like 16 episodes?
It's only supposed to be 16, yeah.
I thought we're only on 478.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? There's got to be some stuff.
He's
like
going to fucking hit cap, and he's going to PvP for a little while, get his gear going, you know.
PvP?
He's already PvPing, bro.
He's fucking getting honor, picking on Lopez. Gotta grind that arm.
He's twinking.
I want to know, this motherfucker gets a goddamn cloak at like level 10, and he's like 77.
Yeah, he's still got it. It's got it. Fucking, if we're going to get nerdy real quick, obviously,
it's bind on
it's
account.
Got the same, yeah, it's bind on account, obviously.
BOA.
There's no way he would still be using level 10 armor at level 78 unless it was bind on account, okay? Let's just get that straight right now.
Now, Terry, I'm going to just pose an argument with you, devil's advocate. What if he liked the way it looked?
Then he obviously took the mods out of it. Or put the mods out of a higher
it, Terry,
level.
Huh?
He sucked
it. Just, it caps at plus 10, Ryan.
I don't think so. I don't. What if it doesn't? How do you know?
Because I play the game all the time on the internet.
On the internet?
Yeah.
I don't think so, Terry.
Why are you doing this?
I think you're wrong. I think there's a cap on a cloak. You really think they'll put a cap on a cloak, Terry?
Yes, Ryan. Because if you can upgrade,
you're being
forever,
you're being
then
you
could
be ridiculous,
totally OP.
Terry. No,
and
no.
You have
no.
Stop. This is like nope.
Sorry.
Nope. You're wrong. Nope.
I'm sorry, Terry. You're wrong. You were
you're
just
wrong.
Incorrect.
We gotta end the podcast. We can't top this.
We gotta
fucking
end it while we're ahead.
We cannot end this podcast until I am proven right on the internet.
You're wrong on the internet in front of everyone.
No!
It's the most embarrassing day of your life. I hope you wet the bed.
I'm melting! I can't be wrong on the internet.
You are wrong. I hope this like scars you for life. Next time you try to make a video, you just start crying.
I can't do it anymore.
His hands are shaking.
You
can't hold the mouse.
And my mouse is just hovering over the render button like, I can't do this. That was proven
all
wrong.
Let's end this shit.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to probably the best podcast we've ever made.
And last, we've just been canceled.
Technically, it's still 11:45 on Friday, so this this podcast is going out on Friday. So
it counts.
So fuck you guys. You guys
fucking spamming me. Where's the podcast at?
Too bad it's already Saturday here.
I don't care.